The Democratic turnout of more than 500,000 in South Carolina eclipsed the Republican turnout from a week ago by 100,000 votes. Senator Barack Obama secured his first win since the Iowa caucuses by claiming 80% of the African-American votes. NPR's Audie Cornish has more on the primary results.
6 months ago, Senator Hillary Clinton was not only leading the polls in South Carolina, she was edging out Senator Barack Obama among African Americans. But in the end, Obama got 4 black votes out of 5, and they propelled him to an outright majority of the overall vote, 55% to Clinton's 27 and Edwards' 18. Obama's big margin held among African-American women, as well as men, women such as Shirley Spears of Union, South Carolina, who says she thought the Illinois senator had a unifying campaign effort.
Before I left home, they had people coming out to your door telling you to go vote, and all of them was white. And I'm getting phone calls, white, telling you to vote for Obama. I think it was a black and white thing together. They worked together with me.
About 2 hours after the polls closed, Obama stood before a crowd that periodically burst into chants of, "Race doesn't matter." He told his supporters they were challenging the assumptions of identity politics.
The assumption that Republicans won't cross over. The assumption that the wealthy care nothing for the poor and that the poor don't vote. The assumption that African Americans can't support the white candidate. Whites can't support the African American candidate. Blacks and Latinos cannot come together. We are here tonight to say that that is not the America we believe in.
Obama referred several times to his win in Iowa and strong showing in New Hampshire, states with few minorities, repeatedly insisting this primary was not about race.
This election is about the past versus the future. It's about whether we settle for the same divisions and distractions and drama that passes for politics today, or whether we reach for a politics of common sense and innovation, a politics of shared sacrifice and shared prosperity.
The blowout result capped a long week of fierce exchanges between the Obama and Clinton camps. Obama complained of the tone and tactics, not only of Hillary Clinton, but of her husband, former President Bill Clinton, who has said the Obama campaign has attacked both him and his wife personally. By Friday, both campaigns tried to tone things down by pulling negative radio ads off the air. But in that time, Obama saw his support among white voters diminish. Yesterday, he got just 25% of the white vote, the rest of which went about equally to Clinton and former Senator John Edwards. Last night, Edwards vowed to push on, despite finishing third in his native state, the only state he won in 2004.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who have yet to cast your vote in this democratic process, beginning on February 5th and moving beyond, your voice will be heard, and we will be there with you every single step of the way.
By the time Edwards was talking about moving on, Senator Hillary Clinton already had. The lights weren't out at local polling stations before she was on a plane to a Super Tuesday state. Speaking at a town meeting-style event in Nashville, Tennessee, she congratulated her rival, but made it clear this was little more than an evening of the score at 2 big wins apiece.
And I've always said that this contest was going to go for a long time, as people have dropped out and it's gotten just down to a couple of us. And February 5th has always been, for me, the key.
This was the last Democratic contest before Super Tuesday. Florida votes on Tuesday, but the result will not yield any delegates on the Democratic side. The National Party has stripped Florida of its delegates from moving its primary into January in violation of party rules, and the candidates have not campaigned in the state. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.